self high five.
Welcome to Creative Control with Joe Feeney. This is episode 80, and my guest today is former WCW World Heavyweight Champion and the creator of DDP Yoga, and that is Mr. Diamond Dallas Page. DDP, how are you doing today?
Unstoppable, brother, but I'm actually writing a book. I'm going to be called Positively Unstoppable. Own your life. Be positively unstoppable. I think that's the working name right now.
You know, I have your first biography, actually. I'm looking at it in my bookcase right now. And one of the questions I was going to ask you today was actually if I could, if there was going to be a sequel coming out. So that's good to know.
Yeah, I am actually working on it for a while. And I have two top publishing companies. One's Simon Schuster I'm talking to, and the other one's Rodale. And Rodale is, I'm sort of, measuring more towards them because they've got, God, everything that they do in this company, like they own Men's Fitness, Men's Health, Wellness. They've got like 40 publications, and they did books like The Secret. And everything they do is really inspirational. Or when they look at a project, it's like, is it going to make a difference?
Yeah.
You know, like, wow, man, okay, this is where I want to be. And I had like four of them, in a meeting the other day, and it was just, it was awesome. So, I'm hoping one of them comes together, and it'll be released, sometime 2018. But, coming in 2017, I think it'll be out in March, DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, Positively Living. They entitled it that, and the first DVD, is my biography, and WWE, they don't fool around when they do this stuff. They do it top shelf, and they've got a lot of great interviews from a lot of, from family members, friends, a lot of superstars. And then the other two DVDs will be about my career, and pretty cool, man. Pretty cool that all this amazing last few years with the WWE, it's just been amazing for me.
Yeah, and you do have an amazing story. Like I said, I've read the biography and stuff, so I know, a lot about where you came from and getting into the wrestling business. But what I wanted to ask you to start is, who were some of the guys early on, when you were a younger man watching wrestling that were your favorites to watch and your inspirations?
Well, I grew up, and I remember I'm 60 now, so I grew up with the WWF.
Yeah.
In my teen years, Bruno was a god. Actually Larry was Zbyszko was his protege in and around that time that I'm watching is in my teenage years. Larry turns on him. I mean, that was like what?
Yeah.
But my favorite character was Handsome Jimmy Valiant, the Valiant brothers. I just thought they were so like, Handsome Jimmy Valiant was a handsome son of a bitch, but he had the long blonde hair, and man, he was cooler than the other side of the pillow. I mean, I thought I want to be him, and he was really the guy who made me want to do this.
Mm-hmm. We'll probably jump around a little bit here because, I mean, you had such an amazing career and so many different experiences, whether it's with, celebrity guys coming into wrestling, all the way up until your current venture with DDP Yoga and the resurrection of Jake the Snake documentary. But you wrestled Goldberg in WCW. It's pretty much accepted almost as a fact that you had Goldberg's best match back at Halloween Havoc 98. Did you see his return on Monday, and if so, what did you think of it?
I thought he killed it.
Yeah, he really did.
I was so proud of him. That's the guy, you have to understand, I tried to get Bill Goldberg in our business when 6 years before he came. I met him at a strip club one night, and Bill and I were there. And I was like, you got to meet this guy. This guy's got charisma. He should be in our business. And Eric wasn't even in the power position at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was my buddy, and he was working. You know, he was in a power position, but he wasn't like the guy that could make that happen. You know, Bill came in. Yeah, it might have been 4 or 5 years after that, and then he came in when he retired from football, and I was down to power plant with him. And I was, you know, because they weren't using me. And, you know, if you don't wrestle all the time, you're never going to get any better. And it used to freak some people out. How are you getting so much better? Hulk Hogan said that to me. Mm-hmm. Because he hadn't seen me on TV, and he just came into the company. He never worked house shows, but he was working this big tour we were doing in the UK and in Germany. And, you know, he was blown away by how much better I kept getting. But I was down at the power plant training the young kids.
Yeah.
And I figured out that the more I learned, the more I taught them, the more I learned, the better I got. I'm the guy who got Big Show ready for his match.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who really helped, you know, like one of the got top, you know, the guys who could actually go. I'm the one who got Goldberg ready. You know, as my career was just about taking off. And then as he came in, boom, my career's on fire.
Yeah.
So I got down there as much as I could with him, you know. But yeah, I'm just glad that Bill was Bill. You know?
Yeah. And another big part of your W career, and obviously I'm sure you had a big hand in getting the match ready and things like that, was when you teamed with Karl Malone against Hulk Hogan and Dennis Rodman. What were some of your memories of that experience, especially, you know, working with Rodman, which can always, you know, there's always so many stories about Dennis.
You know, Karl and I had met each other. That was at one of his games. And I'm 20 rows up, courts, you know, in center court. And he sees me and he makes the diamond cutter sign to me.
Yeah.
He was one of the writers for WCW magazine, but he's also a photographer. Ross Foreman's like, oh my God, Karl Malone just did a diamond cutter sign to you. And he's fumbling for his camera.
Yeah.
And he says, get him to do it again. He's got his camera out now. Right.
Yeah.
I go, dude, I don't even know him. He goes, he knows you. And next intermission, you know, not intermission, but timeout, because they were up like 20-some points. And I looked at him, and I made the diamond cutter sign in front of my face, and I sort of shrugged my shoulders and pointed to the camera.
Yeah.
He threw it up again.
Yeah.
And then he sent us backstage passes. And then we started talking. He just became buddies. He got me tickets to the All-Star game when I was up there in New York for Toy Fair. And I'll never forget going through all the toys, you know, looking at all the different, you know, action figures, and almost all of them had the diamond cutter sign.
Yeah.
And Hulk looked at me, he goes, boy, you really got that over, you know. And then it got to the playoffs, and actually they were up. The Jazz were up 3-0 against L.A. with Shaquille.
Yeah.
And I called Karl up and I said, you know, I know Rodman's coming in. I said, what do you think about Hogan and Rodman against me and you? I said, you got any problems with Rodman? And he said, you know, a lot of people don't know this. He goes, but back when we were rookies, all rookies had to go to summer league. They had to.
Yeah.
So right into the NBA shit. And he said, they bunked you with somebody. I bunked with Rodman that summer. Mm. He said, I don't know who this guy is wearing the wedding dresses. He said, and Karl Malone is one of the most opinionated people you will ever meet.
Yeah.
So he ain't afraid to hold anything back. I mean, he's the guy who said, I ain't getting on the court with Magic. You know, he's got AIDS. I ain't getting on the court with him.
That's right.
I mean, he freaking said whatever he felt.
Yeah.
And he said, no, but he goes, I wouldn't have any problem with it. I said, well, let me run this by Bischoff. Let's talk next week. So I went down to see Bischoff, and we lived like literally on the other side of the hill from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, you talk about happenstance, putting us together. Dusty Rhodes' wife, Michelle, who I always say without Dusty Rhodes, there is no Diamond Dallas Page.
Right.
But the truth is, without Michelle Rhodes and making Dusty call me back, there's no Diamond Dallas Page without Michelle.
Wow.
So, she just was awesome. She's an awesome lady. I still love her like a sister. Mm-hmm. I went down to see Bischoff and I said, hey, I got an idea. And I talked to him about, you know, the Bulls, they still got to win 2 more games, you know, but you know, Carl. You know, they're three and zero. You know, with the Lakers, I mean, this really looks like it could be, if the Bulls can pull off these next two games, because they were down 3-2. I said, if they pull off these next two games, it could be the Bulls against the Jazz.
Yeah.
And it could be Hogan and Rodman against me and Malone. Mm. And he thought about it. He goes, maybe Savage and Malone. And I went, fuck you.
Yeah, nope.
I go, that's my relationship. I'm not giving that to anybody.
Right.
I said, you want to call him? You call. He goes, no. He goes, yeah, that could work, you and him. And when he saw how hard I worked on that, I mean, and how, you know, Rodman, you can only work so much with, because Dennis is just, he raises his own animal. He doesn't believe in practice. I'll tell you where Dennis was amazing, was what to do when you weren't wrestling.
Right.
Like, he understood the healing part and, you know, how to back down and all that shit. I mean, he was a natural at that, where Carl was more of a natural athlete who wanted to work.
Mm-hmm.
But when he saw what I put together for that match, when it came to Jay Leno, I mean, I was the natural pick again, because he knew he could count on me.
Right.
You know, and it got me a lot of heat, you know, with the boys, because, oh, he gets to do two of these?
Yeah.
Super high-profile match? I just had to, like, suck it up, because, oh, God, I had so much heat. Ooh, it was brutal. But Jake had always told me, you know, if you can't take the heat, don't even think about being a top guy. If you want to be happy with everybody all the time, he goes, don't even think about it.
Right. I thought that was a lot of fun that time period, because you could see how much fun Carl was having. You could see how much fun Leno was having. And those matches were a great, you know, just a great time to watch, because those guys were having so much fun.
Right. Yep. And, you know, Jay wasn't obviously a wrestler, but he's a great entertainer. Ain't anybody taking that away from Jay, you know?
You mentioned Jake Roberts, of course. You're tied in with Jake through DDP Hogan, through the documentary, The Resurrection of Jake the Snake. But what I wanted to ask you about was, you did some traveling with Jake and you know, different areas in the U.S. and also in Mexico, and Jake was involved in some big angles down there. What are some of your memories of being down in Mexico with Jake and some of the you know, stuff that you did backing him up?
Yo, Jake has been a huge part of my life. I always say, without Dusty Rhodes, there is no Diamond Dallas Page. But without Jake the Snake Roberts, there's no three-time world champion.
Mm-hmm.
This never happens. You know, I had a lot of guys who taught me a lot of things, but nobody taught me the way Jake did. Like, Jake smartened me up how they were going to try to fuck me at times.
Right.
Like, before they did it, you know. And I'm talking about the booking committee, because sometimes they'll set you up to fail. So you have to understand what that means and how to get around that.
Yeah.
And every time that they tried to screw me and tried to stretch it where it looked like it wasn't going to happen, it actually helped me, which is really crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I hold no negative, thoughts to anybody. You know, I have like, even me and Ric Flair, like, all you have to do is listen to some of our interviews earlier, like 6 years ago and earlier, and some of them are pretty critical of each other.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to have that relationship with Nature. I love Nature Boy. You know, I mean, I figured as a young man growing up, I mean, I just thought he was the man, you know, and I didn't want to have any heat with him. And about, maybe it was 6 or 7 years ago, I ran into him at a signing we were both doing. And I said, Nate, you got a second? He said, sure. I said, you know, I know that we've always had this heat with each other. And he goes, oh, Diamond, that's past. Don't worry about that. I go, Nate, I'm not worried about it. I go, I want to fix it. I go, I know you've said some things. I've said some things. Bottom line is, man, I love to start all over again.
Right.
I go, I'm Diamond Dallas Page. I put my hand out. He didn't shake my hand. He hugged me.
Yeah.
He freaking, you know, and from that moment on, I've had, like, when Dusty passed, Rick and I ended up in the same hotel in Tampa, and nobody was there but me and him.
Right.
And, you know, our families, you know, my wife was with me. He loves my wife. and he was with his girl, Wendy, who I love. She's awesome. But, you know, I spent, you know, one of the hardest, you know, passings for me, maybe ever, besides my grandmother, was Dusty, and to get to spend it with Nate and have some cocktails and just shoot the shit, it was fucking awesome, you know. So I don't hold anything to against anybody, especially the book guys who are on the book committee, because everything that ever happened, it made me better.
Right.
You know, and I always tell people, you can't just thank God for all the amazing things that happened to you. You have to thank God for the failures, too. You know, you got to thank God for, you know, the, you know, for the mistakes that you make. Now, if you continually make the same mistake over and over and over and over again, you know, Einstein called that the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, you know?
There's a lot of stories about TNA in the news now, and you know whether they're going to keep continuing operations and things like that. You mentioned Dusty, of course, and you worked for TNA back in 04 and 05. Is that when Dusty was booker?
Dusty was the booker at that time. It's one of the reasons why I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the Dream, you know, he was like he was, you know, without question, the closest person to me, because I could talk to him about anything. It had nothing to do with wrestling, you know, about life. And coming in down there, Florida, down at TNA, he was just having fun with that, you know. And for me, I'd come back. I was 40, just about almost 49, and I knew I couldn't go like like I did when I was 44, 45. But I knew I could go pretty strong, you know, 4 or 5 days a week, four or five days a month. I couldn't do it 25 days a month anymore at all, because that's what permanently, you know, screwed me up.
Yeah.
But I could do it down there with him, and I wanted people to I wanted to show him what I could do. I mean, some of my matches were pretty good. Like I said, I don't think they were what I did when I was in my early 40s, but there was a couple of matches that were pretty good. And just be able to show that I could go and take that punishment at 49, you know, 4 or 5, 6 days a month, you know, that was all DDP yoga. You know, that's the only workout I was doing.
You worked with Raven and TNA, and one of the famous stories is that you actually hooked up Raven with Paul Heyman back in the day when Raven was looking to get that character started. And there's a lot of stories about that with you, where, you know, whether it's getting guys like Canyon a chance and things like that. Would you have considered yourself back then like an unofficial talent scout or liaison with, I mean, you got guys shots in ECW, WCW?
I never really thought about it, but sure. I mean, I helped over 30 guys get their start or get a job back with, whether it was Hammer, you know, and I don't mean Greg Hammer, I mean Van Hammer. Or Eric Watts or Disco Inferno or Ray Lloyd, who was Glacier, right. Or got Hack, you know, friggin' Sandman.
Oh, yeah.
And I got Public Enemy. And you know, the list goes on and on. But I did call Paulie, you know, because I think Paulie was one of the Bischoff's a genius. Vince is a genius. Heyman's a genius. You know, those guys are, and I really think that, you know, down the line, people will say that, you know, Paul Levesque and Stephanie are geniuses down the line, because they don't have complete control of the show. But once they finally do, I think that you got to give, you know, Paul's a genius for putting together NXT, because look what that's doing. You know what I mean? Like, no one saw that coming.
No.
You know, I did, only because I know Paul. I know him really well. Grew up with him in the business, so to speak. And
sure.
He was a young guy, you know, and he was 20-something, 23 or something. I was 35 or 36 at the time. And I just saw, like, he saw the business on a different angle. And, you know, he's old school. He may do a lot of new school things today, but again, he doesn't really run the show. But if you look at his NXT, it's pretty damn good.
It really is.
So, you know, you got to look at that. When you can make a, like, recreate something in this day and age when everything's been done, it's pretty sweet, you know?
This episode of Creative Control Daily is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. If you could benefit from more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. So there's no awkwardness, and you don't even have to leave the house. And as always, we've got a special deal for the Creative Control Daily listeners. Blue Chew's been with us for a while. I've gotten nothing but rave reviews from listeners, from friends who've tried it. Once you sign up for the first month, you're going to be a subscriber for life. I know I am. So if you'd like to take advantage of the special deal we offer, you visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the special promo code CREATIVE. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code CREATIVE to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper choice, and we thank them as always for sponsoring and supporting Creative Control Daily and the Creative Control Network. And remember, when you support our sponsors, you help make this podcast and the network possible. So please be sure to use our promo code CREATIVE at BlueChew.com. You know, I'm curious to ask you, you were one of the first guys back in the day to have, you know, a message board and really talk to your fans online and listen to them and respond to them and things like that. And, you know, the online wrestling community gets, you know, somewhat of a bad name today. What are your thoughts on, you know, the online wrestling community today and their influence on the business and, you know, things like that?
I think they all listen to that. Yeah. I don't think they listen to the trolls.
Sure.
The people who are just constantly negative. Like, no one's going to listen to that.
Yeah, right.
But I think they listen to the community as a whole, and the community is huge. Imagine, I am the first guy to ever have his own website.
Yeah.
In professional wrestling. You know, again, I'm surprised you knew that about to communicate with the fans and talking to the fans. You know, sometimes I would write, like, blow me. You know, they were, if they were given just being smart asses, you know. Like being like, not even smart ass. I would never do it for that. But if they were trying to be like a bully,
yeah,
you know, like there's nothing I hate more than a bully, period. And always have. But imagine how, like, I got 410 followers on Twitter, 410,000.
Right.
That's with nothing. Imagine if I was on their TV.
Sure.
And I was a part of this clip. I'd have 400 million.
Absolutely.
Yeah, maybe not. I'd have 40 million, though, you know, because I would have been ahead of all of it. I would have been right behind Ashton Kutcher.
Absolutely.
You know, because that's just the way I'd roll, you know. First guy to ever ice his body in professional wrestling. Can you imagine that? Not one professional put ice on their body to take down the inflammation.
Yeah.
The first guy to film his own matches. Everybody laughed at me. Everyone's got their matches filmed up on YouTube now. And I'm not talking the show. I'm talking about the 10,000 independents around the world.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty crazy, man. And people used to laugh at me for this or laugh at me for that. Laughed at me when I told them I was going to be a professional wrestler. Laughed at me when I told them I was going to do yoga to heal my body. And super laughed at me when I created my own yoga and thought I was out of my mind when I brought Jake and Scott into my house. And, you know, what I realize is when someone's laughing at me or thinks I'm crazy, I'm on to something.
You're on the right track.
Yeah, you know, I'm on to something.
In 2001, which is a couple more wrestling questions, and then we'll talk about you know, the DDP Yoga Now app and the new video alarm clock, which I like. But post WCW, you came over to the WWF in June 2001, started a feud with The Undertaker, and I don't think it really panned out the way people would have liked to have seen it. As far as you, if you could have booked your own, you know, entry into the WWF, how would you have done it?
I would have done People's Champion versus People's Champion.
Yeah.
And that would have drew huge. But, you know, in really understanding business, WCW damn near put them out of business.
Yes, sir.
And when you think about it from a business standpoint, you Vince knew that he needed to beat that brand down. Like, that was a fluke, even though we know it wasn't. It's still about appearances and everything's relative, period. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I could have said no. You know, I could have said no, but I didn't. You know, I got onto it. I got onto a train. It didn't move in the direction I wanted it to. at some point I needed to step off.
Yeah.
And I didn't hold any negativity towards anyone there because I knew, first of all, I made the decision. You know, so many people want to point fingers, you know, it's their fault, it's their fault, it's their fault. I'm not saying it's their fault or my fault. All I know is I'm taking responsibility for my own actions. It didn't work out the way I wanted to. I made a bad decision business-wise. It looked like I did in the beginning. But if you take what happened from there and then go to 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when I do the very best of Nitro and I'm asked to bring in to do that.
Yeah.
And Best of Nitro 2, Best of Nitro 3. And the only reason they did that because it made great money.
Mm-hmm.
But also the product was really well done.
Yeah.
And then you take the, you know, bringing me back for the old school Raws and the 1,000th episode of Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Like everywhere WWE brings me in, they feature me.
They do.
You know, getting to come into the Rumble and hit three of their guys with diamond cutters before I get taken over the top rope. That was sort of biggest pops on that pay-per-view.
It was
you know, moment. And then have me show up at WrestleMania. I mean, they don't have to do any of that shit.
No.
You know, but they know I'm going to get a pop. But at the same time, they let me wear my own shit.
Mm-hmm.
Who else does that?
Nobody.
Besides The Rock. Besides The Rock and Goldberg.
Yeah, right.
I mean, The Rock and Brock.
Oh yeah.
The Rock and Brock. You know, the $1 billion boys.
Yeah.
You know, bringing any other regular boys doing that, and they let me do it because I walk the talk. I am the gimmick. You're just like nobody's the gimmick better than Ric Flair. Mm. Nobody, you know. And me, what I do, I live what I do. I love what I do, and I do it because I love it, and that's why I talk about it and everything. And that's what, you know, the push I'm getting today with them doing the very best of DDP and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, positively living. I mean, if you would have given me an opportunity to say, okay, you can have the best push, and you'll get about a year or two, maybe three out of it, and you'll be done by before you're 50, or you can have it from 55 to 60, what would you do?
Right.
Taking the 55 to 60.
Absolutely.
Because right now, I'm more relevant now. I went to signing, autograph signing in Jersey.
Mm.
I had the longest line just about anybody there.
Yeah, and you also...
And it never stopped.
You did live DDP yoga there as well, right?
Yeah, did that too the next day. It was awesome.
You mentioned one last wrestling-related question. You mentioned WrestleMania, of course, and you got to have that WrestleMania experience against Christian. But what I'm not sure if people really realize is that was the same building where you drove Rhythm and Blues to the ring at the Sky Dome there. And talk about your WrestleMania experiences a little bit and how it was to, you know, get in the ring there and hit the diamond cutter on Christian in front of all those fans in Toronto.
It was amazing, man. Yeah. You know, every goal I've ever set for myself, I've hit. And sometimes my vision hasn't been clear enough to really specifically say, like, I was saying, I'm gonna work a WrestleMania pay-per-view. And it wasn't like multiple ones. Like, I'm going to work one. Like, I'm gonna have a hell of a match at Mania. Now, I should have made that a little more specific. I should have said in the main event and kept saying that over and over again.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, because I wasn't happy with how I started, to be able to end, because it pretty much ended a week or so after that,
mm-hmm.
There at Mania with Christian, who was a hell of a worker.
Right.
I mean, he would be, I picked the top five guys you want to get in the ring with. He's one of them every time.
Yeah.
Because it was like dancing with myself, only 15 or 20, probably 20 years younger,
mm-hmm.
you know. But he also, in his hometown, wanted to be the heel, very much like Jericho.
Right.
Jericho's one of the most loved boys on the planet, but they love him even more because he's such an asshole heel.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's amazing. I will watch him just to watch him walk in with that little scarf thing he does and his, you know, his little shit. And forget the working part, even though the last time I saw him actually work was a couple of weeks ago. And I was like, dude, I'm sore as fuck just watching you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ice your body. He goes, I don't need ice. I do DDP yoga.
DDP yoga, yeah.
You know, and I'm like, no, dude, trust me. Ice too. Yeah, because you know, Chris is like, He's 15 years younger than me. And I'm just telling these guys because I'm 60 And I know, and watch the way the other boys walk who are my age or older or younger. You know, I'm so happy for Foley now that he's finally embraced the lifestyle and eating better and taking care of his body and doing DDP yoga. You know, I'm just so happy that, you know, he took ownership of his life. I'm just so happy for him.
Yeah. And that video that you guys put out was amazing. Seeing his progress.
Crazy, man.
Crazy.
And Mick couldn't do it. I wish I had video of day one. It was brutal. Like, brutal.
I can imagine. From all the punishment he's taken, and his knees are supposed to be so bad, it was, I can imagine how that day one looked.
Unbelievable.
I have started DDP Yoga. I started about 3 weeks ago. I ordered the max pack off ddpyoga.com. What interests me is I know that prior to DDP Yoga, you had a book, Yoga for Regular Guys, and I wanted to ask you, what was the evolution from that time period, from the Yoga for Regular Guys to the current incarnation of DDP Yoga?
God, it was a lot, really, because, you know, I always put my hands together in the peace sign. I still do it today, and I say, most yogis are very namaste, and then I open my hands to the diamond cutter, and I say, DDP Yoga, way more TNA. Well, that's really what I meant back when it was YRG, Yoga for Regular Guys, because it was made for men, and it was smoking hot chicks in the book. You know, the pull guys in. It was really more of a fishing lure to pull people in. And so many women dug it. I had to take that TNA, and it worked out perfectly because it gets the pop with TNA, even from girls.
Yeah.
And then I go tone and attitude. You know, so we took the book, which was basic. And you can do a workout through a book, but it's pretty challenging.
Sure.
And then I made the first DVDs, and it was just DVDs. And I was selling those DVDs. It was two DVDs, three workouts. It was like $49.99, you know, and that's all it was. And then it went into my fitness system, which it is today, which, you know, for the last, you know, did 15 DVDs for all different levels from the – if you can bend over and pick up your keys and reach up and change a light bulb, you can do the workout to the psycho workouts. Right. And, you know, not just the workouts, so you give you the eating plan and show you to eat on all different levels. And then, to actually inspire you. Here's some great stuff. You know, read this and focus on this and apply this goal setting system. But now with the app, it's like all that, you know, in a can of whoop ass.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, God, we got to have over 70 workouts up on the DDP Yoga Now app. Anyone who, and it's crazy to me because a lot of people don't actually go and get their 3 months free on the app.
Right.
Because if you invest in the DVDs, because some people want to have DVDs still.
Yes.
You know, it's easy, it's locked, and boom, I don't have to deal with any web server or anything. Yeah, so I get that. So for the DVDs, they get the DVDs, and then they get 3 months free of the app. Now, the app, after you had the 3 months, goes to $8.99 a month.
Mm-hmm.
But for that $8.99 a month, you're getting – I mean, like you never – every week I come up with a new workout.
Mm-hmm.
Every week I'm giving you a 50-minute workout. I might give you a 30-minute workout. I might give you a 20-minute workout to add to what you've already got. And have you downloaded the app?
Oh, yeah, I have it. I use it. I was going to tell you, I took the first pictures, and I actually did them shirtless, so I apologize to whoever sees those get uploaded.
No, they are only for you.
Yeah.
But if we say we want to use the pictures because you did a transformation.
Right, right.
Then bottom line is, you can pull them out. And nobody can see their shit, you know? Mm-hmm. You can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I love about that, the tracking, it's not just the pictures, the measurements,
measurements
the
yeah.
weight, the pain. Did you feel any of the pain stuff?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what's and the reason why I did that, blood pressure, blood sugar, A1C, you know, for diabetics. The reason why I did that, because I had so many people telling me, oh, my God, this my blood pressure's down, blah, 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 I'm off my blood pressure meds. You know, I'm my blood sugar's down. I've lost this much weight. I've lost this many inches. So we just put it all together.
Yeah.
So it's got the greatest tracking system ever. Now, do you have a Bluetooth heart monitor?
I don't.
I'll tell you right now, it'll change the workout completely for you.
Yeah.
Like if you come to my DDP Yoga Performance Center, mm-hmm. every single person is given a Bluetooth heart monitor so that they can track up on the wall.
You're right.
And then when we get done, I turn around and read this, you know, she burned 528 calories. He burned 604 calories. She burned 448. He burned 950 calories. Mm. Like, don't you want to see that?
Yeah.
Like, you can see it on the app, but you're seeing the lowest amount of calories that for your height and weight and age that you can burn. It's the lowest amount. Now, you want to know where you are in your zone so that it can break it down. Like, when you see the workout get to the end, you'll see a little blue box, a green box, and a red box. The green box, if you've got a heart monitor on, or I should say a blue box, is going to say how much of the percentage of this workout were you not in your zone.
Right.
The green box is going to say how often were you in your zone, and the red box is going to say how often were you over your zone.
Mm.
Like, I don't want you to work out too hard.
Yeah.
And then you see how it calculates at the end. It becomes a pinball machine, you know, a video game, which we did that to make it fun. We are 11 days away. What day is today? 20th. We are 10 days away from launching our point system.
Huh.
So if you wear the heart monitor, if you just do it the way you do it, you'll get 300 points for a 30-minute workout.
Mm-hmm.
If you wear the Bluetooth heart monitor, you get double the points.
Oh, sweet.
Did you notice when you put your pictures in that you got 500 points?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
And every month you put it in, you're going to get X amount of points. I think it's 250 after that.
Mm.
The bottom line is you can get up to, I can't remember how many points it is a month, because you can do, it's not just our workouts. Say you want to do a custom workout, and you pull up custom workout, and you hit, you know, go. So again, you're going to do a jog, or you're going to do a hike, or you're going to lift weights. You wouldn't believe how high your heart rate can get lifting weights. You blow your mind. The thing about that is it doesn't stay there. If you stop lifting weights, your heart rate comes all the way down. Then it goes up, then it comes down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's down way lower than it's up. So when you're consistent, you can see how to keep your heart rate up even in between that. But again, you're going to get points. You're going to get registered. Even if it's not our workouts, custom. If you have the subscription and when you get to 100,000 points, we're sending you, and no one's seen it yet, the first T-shirt that's part of the 100,000 point club.
Oh, awesome.
And it's nobody can buy this T-shirt. It's just for the people who earned it.
Sweet. And I love the app. I love looking at the recipes. I love the live workouts. I've done a couple, and I think it's great. The other thing that you guys are just coming out with that I just downloaded, actually, I haven't had the chance to use it yet, is the DDP Video Alarm Clock. Talk about that.
Oh, God.
What was the concept behind that and what's going on there?
Right before I got on this interview with you, I was on with Wade Keller. Do you know who Wade Keller is?
Yeah, the Torch.
Yeah, exactly. And I've known Wade since 1988. So, I mean, when I started in the AWA as a manager, he was just starting the Torch.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we've had, you know, buddies, love affairs, buddies with each other, and we've fucking been really mad at each other, too. but after, you know, Russley was over, I always loved the guy. I thought he had a real heart. He's, you know, he really loves the business. And so, you know, we bonded back, and I think I've been on his show more than anybody ever has. And about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe it was four, I said, so how you doing with the program? He goes, you know, dude, I really love it. My body feels so much better. And he goes, but I wish I had you call me, you know, 4 days a week and say, yo, get on the mat. And I hung up the phone and I thought, What if it was a video and it came up on his phone or his iPad and said, yo, monkey, get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, it was in my head. Like, every idea that you see me doing, from DDP Yoga Performance Center to the DDP Yoga app to being a world champion to becoming, I mean, everything I've ever done, I've seen it in my head before I've seen it anywhere. And I did the same thing that Muhammad Ali did. I didn't know that this was his quote till about 2 years ago, but Muhammad Ali is one of my heroes. And there's a lot of things I love, just loved about him. And I got to meet him not once, but twice, and actually spend time with him. Mm. I don't know if you saw that picture I put up where me and Ali are locking up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he called that. I didn't. You know, I'm on this app site called Brainy Quote. Ever hear of it?
Yes, I have.
So I see this quote, and I'm like, oh, my God, that quote is so strong. And then I see Ali underneath it. I'm like, oh, my God. The quote is, the repetitions of affirmations leads to belief. And once that belief becomes a deep conviction, things begin to happen. Now, think about this. The repetition of affirmations. I am the greatest. I am the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
I am the greatest. He had to say it a billion times.
Right.
The repetitions of affirmations leads to belief. And once that belief becomes a deep conviction where no one can shake it, things begin to happen. Every single thing I've ever done in my life is that right there.
I want to put that up on my wall. That's strong stuff.
It's powerful, yeah. Bro. It's powerful.
Coming aboard as a sponsor with Creative Control Daily this week, I am happy to join forces with the Collar and Elbow brand. Collar and Elbow, where wrestling passion meets street fashion. Now, I'm sure my listeners have heard of the Collar and Elbow brand, brought to you by the great Al Snow, where the idea is to make cool shirts for wrestling fans. You know, cool shirts to wear out, cool shirts to wear to the gym, cool shirts for wrestling fans to not be ashamed to wear in public. You know, initially I got a Collar and Elbow shirt and hat due to the fact that Collar and Elbow became associated with keeping it 100 with Conan. So I got them free, on the cuff, on the arm, if you will. What I found from there is the shirts were excellent. Excellent material, the fit was great, and the fitted hat was pretty sweet as well. So, go check out collarandelbowbrand.com, and I'm sure you'll agree. There's a lot of cool designs on there that you wouldn't be ashamed to wear out of the house. And the material is extremely comfortable just for lounging around in, maybe working out, whatever you want to do. And lucky for you, the Creative Control Daily listeners, I've got a deal for you. That's right, to get you 10% off your purchase. It'll get you a discount off some awesome Collar and Elbow gear as well as help the show out. 10% off with the code CCDAILY. CCDAILY. That's right, 10% off at collarandelbowbrand.com with the code CCDAILY. Don't be afraid to represent. Support the show. Support Al Snow and his great company, Collar and Elbow. You won't regret buying their stuff. Honest to God, they're the most comfortable shirts I own. Now, I know we had a block of about 45 minutes here, so I got to let you go shortly. Again, you know, like I said, I've been using DDP Yoga for a few weeks. I have the Max Pack. I'm using the app. I just downloaded the video alarm clock. What else would you like to cover and promote to the listeners?
You know, you pretty much nailed it all. You know, right now we're doing our full sale, so it's 15% off on everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as the workouts and everything, and I encourage everybody who gets it. Probably any of the people are saying, "Well, what if I bought the program a while ago?" I'll tell you right now, if you bought the program a while ago, they can look you up, and if you go to and you write Robert@ddpyoga.com and you're in the system, you say, my name is Peggy Smith, and you know, I got the program 2 years ago. Here's my address, my email. You know, can you please, you know, help me get hooked up? Because once you get to where you've invested in the program, if you bought the year app, because you go to iTunes. If you go to iTunes or Google Play, it's going to cost you more.
Mm-hmm.
Because they put more on top.
Yeah.
You know, just the way they do that. But if you go to ddpyoga.com and you hit the app, it'll take you to DDP Yoga Now. And there it's going to be a better deal, a much better deal. but once you've gotten to the end of that 1 year subscription, then it just becomes $8.99 from then on. Mm-hmm. And anyone who's already got the program, you know, they just got to send Robert, Robert at ddpyoga.com, and say, hey, I got this program, and this is what my name is, this is what I bought it with, and I'm sure he'll send you something to get you set up. But we're going to make sure that all, and we got hundreds of thousands of people who've invested in this program. I'm just waiting till I get all of my, because, you know, everything has bugs. And we're pretty much bugless right now. Have you had any problems with the app at all?
No problems at all.
We're constantly on top of that. But I want to get to this next thing with the point system. And as soon as I know that we're completely bug-free with the point system, and what's really cool is you don't have to get that T-shirt, you know, because you're going to lose your points then. You're going to have to trade them in, just like you would for if you're doing something where you go to the arcades or something, you know, or Dave and Buster's or something, you know. You give up your points. But there's some people that are going to want to hold on to those points because we don't have the whole structure, though. Mm. But I think certain people are going to want to have that T-shirt because no one's got it. But then after that, I think they'll start saving it because the top prize, you got to get yourself here, but it's a night at the accountability crib and private session with DDP.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, so yeah. I mean, that's going to be a ridiculous number, but it, you know, it is what it is. Mm. And you know, I charge $300 an hour for privates.
Oh, right.
You know, so, but to me, if I have someone who's working that hard, I want to work with them.
Right.
You know, the one thing that, you know, it's probably too late this year, but anyone who's listening and getting a hold of the program, and you might want to think about this, Joey, is we do a retreat every year.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it's in it's November 5th. It's in Dominican Republic.
Wow.
This year I took over an entire boutique, five-star boutique chain, that not a chain, a boutique you know, getaway place, all inclusive. I control everything from the booze to the food to everything, and everybody basically works for me that week, you know. And it's really awesome, and we'll probably go again in July. It's really an amazing time, and I don't put hardly anything on top. I do it because to go do the deal, it pretty much would cost you almost the same if you weren't going with me.
Mm-hmm.
It would probably cost you a little bit more. But I'm on it because I love the people who come together for it. And, you know, sometimes we have, you know, 50, 60 people. Sometimes we have like 90.
Mm-hmm.
And 90 is a little too many. I normally try to cut it off at 80.
Yeah.
I think this time we're around 60-something, which will be a really awesome group. Remember, everybody there is there for DDP Yoga.
Yeah.
Or they work there. And the number one thing that I get from people who come to my retreats is, wow, the people who come here, they are so nice. Like, I don't hang out with people who are negative, backstabbing, negative people. I just don't. You know, I'll try to help somebody. Like, Jake and Scott were pretty down and depressed and negative. You know, but if they work and they work towards being that person that you want to be with, you know, then I'm going to help them. You know, but if they're just like, they don't put the work in, they ain't got a good attitude, I don't even want to know. You know, life's way too short.
Yes.
So we have that retreat every year, and then we have the workshops that I do. Like, I'm doing a workshop here in Atlanta, Georgia, December 10th. It's a Saturday. It's inspiration meets perspiration.
Hmm.
100% of the profits, and I mean, I don't mean profits. I mean, if $4,000 comes in, $4,000 goes out. It's for the middle school football team here. These kids are trading football helmets, you know, running off the field and on the field because they don't have enough helmets.
Mm.
So I'm doing a thing here for my little local town area here in Smyrna, which is just a little suburb outside of Atlanta.
Yeah.
And these 100% of the money that comes in will go to helping those kids out. So there's always some kind of good charity I'm doing. And stay in tune. Are you on my mailing list?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Cool, because I have another T-shirt that I'm going to be doing that is it's setting. I'm setting up. I'm trying to find out. I don't like the when I go to help somebody, if I give them 50% of the money I make, which is a lot, if I'm going to give them something like that, I want to know they're getting the money and not some asshole who's running the thing.
Right, right.
I want to know that the people are getting the money. So I'm looking at something right now for disabled vets that'll go for this one T-shirt thing that I'll I'll just do a kid. They call it a T-shirt campaign, and it'll be. I've already seen the T-shirt. T-shirt's badass.
Yeah.
Just be on there and maybe just put the word out when it comes out, and you'll know if it was 25. Like some people, like, you don't want to do 50. You don't do 25 because people think it's a gimmick. It's not a gimmick. I don't give a shit. It's like money. I don't even know I have. So whatever comes in, I don't mind splitting it. You know, it's like things like that work because I have a name,
right?
You know, and people care. You know, and so there's a lot of value in that brand. You know, that's why everything's DDP now. You know,
that sounds awesome. And I think the retreat, the DDP yoga retreat, sounds awesome too. It's certainly healthier than one of those rock star cruises. You know what I mean? So
yeah, right.
But I want to thank you so much for coming on. Of course, everyone listening, go to ddpyoga.com if you're interested. The DDP Yoga app, Yoga Now app, is awesome. And I think just to close here, I think what wrestling fans don't realize is, you know, not to say. We owe you a debt, but I think in a way that we do, because of DDP Yoga, certain guys like Chris Jericho and Goldust, amongst others, Mick Foley, now these guys get to perform longer than they would have without it. And not only that, but you've actually saved lives too. You've saved Scott Hall, you've saved Jake Roberts, and I think that wrestling fans should recognize that we all kind of owe you a debt for putting the system together and with all the good that it's done.
Well, thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
And absolutely.
I'm just glad I could help AJ Styles perform at the level he performs, AJ, and he is a special cat. Special cat. All right, buddy. Great talking to you. Again, ddpyoga.com. It's all there. And if you want to follow me at RealDDP, at DDPYoga. That's all I got, guys. Have a great day, man.
Thanks, man. You too. Take care.
See ya.